You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Again is Paula Sorrow and the Fat Babies, recreating the music of Fats Waller and his rhythm, recorded last year, and I think they sound better than those records. Especially that Andy Shum on that cornet that he's playing. Oh, Lord, what a sound. And John Otto on reeds. And you had, I have to look at the scorecard here, Jake Sanders on guitar, Alex Hall on drums, Bo Sample, string bass, Paula Sorrow, of course, on piano and vocals. And what a recording. You're My Dish. And, yes, and that's a dish best served hot. And you really need that album. It's not that I'm asking you to buy it. I think you really have to have it. It's the best $16 you'll ever spend on anything this year. You owe it to yourself to have that crystal clear vinyl, or black vinyl, that's your choice, and the CD comes with it. So How can you possibly go wrong? This is Radiola, and oh yes, we're happy to have that. Oh yes. And we're going to continue now with, I'm Andy Sr., by the way, and I'm happy about something at any rate. Nathan Glantz, 1923, on Star, Janet recording, actually, Gladioli.
Thank you.
Ted Lewis and his band in 1924. That's Sand. And I played that at 80 because it seemed to require it. Not that I tried to play. I have a way of judging the pitch on these records. With Ted Lewis, sometimes it's a little hard to do that. But going by the rest of the band, I figured out that should be playing at 80. And it's a little fast, but there it is, an A-flat for you, San. Jockers Dance Orchestra, the Yama Yama Blues in 1919, introducing You're Some Pretty Doll and Mammy O' Mine on Columbia. That, by the way, yes, that pretty doll was speaking of travesty, somebody did a travesty on that much later on, and we'll talk about that some other time. Nathan Glantz, 1923, Gladioli, and he kind of wrote that with somebody. So that's on Star, or Janet, as you prefer. Nice copy of that, though. What a sweet sound. Glad to have that. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I have a bunch of new things to share with you off and on, wonderful things. I bought Two Grands Four Hands, which is a Rivermont CD. And this is the one thing there's such amazing stuff on there. If you like that sound of two pianos, I got it for one basic reason was Jacques Frey and Mario Bragiati playing this tune, which is my one of my favorites of all time. A couple of years after it was popular over here, though, Dreaming of a Castle in the Air.
Bluebirds now. Bad luck gone on his way. Good good luck had to come back to stay. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. Told the little whippoorwill, told the pretty daffodil, told the preacher on the hill, the wedding Sunday, honeymoon Monday, yesteree, life worthwhile. Look at me with a great big smile. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra, Jesse Kirkpatrick with the Biltmore Trio. He's doing the solo, I think. I'm Doing That Thing, 1930. That's on the Take Two CD issued by Jim Bedoyan, and you should buy that also. It's nice to have Earl Burnett on a CD. But if you why not? And I'm doing this thing a lot. This is what I do. This is a thing that I do that. And I'm from where that guy did that thing. So that's where I am. The Bostonians. Ernie Golden. Billy Murray on the vocal in 1928. Rather late for Billy on a band vocal, but there he is. My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now. And we'll explore that theme again in the next set, by the way. Jacques Frey and Mario Bragiati. Dreaming of a Castle in the Air, recorded in 1927 in Paris. On the CD featuring many rare, obscure, and wonderful things, Two Hands, Four Grands. Yes, and you own that. You should get that, too, by the way. Anything I'm playing, if you can get it, you ought to do that. And I'm Andy Sr. playing this stuff. I do. I buy this. Why should I tell you to do something I wouldn't do? Ian Whitcomb. Adam Swanson, Danny Coutts, and Ian is singing here. Ian is recovering from a little setback, but I know he's going to be back to speed in no time, back up to where he is his usual performing out and everything. But we're thinking about him here. The War in Snyder's Grocery Store, and that's one of his things he does a lot, too. I've heard him do that, but here he is in 2011. I Love a Piano on Rivermont.
Hans Gustav Snyder, a local provider of groceries, canned goods and such, had read of the war till himself and the store were both what is known as in Dutch. His brain he'd been feeding on too much war reading. He woke up one night in a fright. He rushed down the stairs, fell over two chairs, and turned on the grocery store light. There were eggshells bursting near and far, above the Russian caviar. A Bismarck herring by itself was pushing all the French peas off the shelf. An Irish potato started to cry when a Spanish onion hit its eye. Frankfurters fighting all over the floor, howling and growling, we're the dogs of war. There was Sonny Jim upon a horse, swooping down with all his force. The paprika growing weaker shouted out, won't you open that door? Oy, 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 oy. And a couple of tough Vienna rolls shot a poor Swiss cheese hole full of holes in the terrible war in Snyder's grocery store. Attacking the fresh navy beans, a Limburger cheese greatly strengthened the breeze, and anchovies, prunes and sardines were fighting an army of Dago salami, and that's only half what he saw. He jumped into bed, put ice on his head, and went on the wagon once more. There were eggshells bursting near and far, above the Russian caviar. A Bismarck herring by itself was pushing all the French peas off the shelf. An Irish potato started to cry when a Spanish onion hit its eye. Frankfurters fighting all over the floor, howling and growling with the dogs of war. There was Sonny Jim upon a horse, swooping down with all his force. The paprika growing weaker shouted out, won't you open that door? Oy, 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 oy. And a couple of tough Vienna rolls shot a poor Swiss cheese all full of holes in the terrible war in Snyder's grocery store. Diddly-dee-dee, some war.
Look at my doorstep, look at my doorstep. Look at the bluebirds, look at the blackbirds. Look at the good luck, look at the bad luck. Look at the good luck and the bad luck there. Never saw bluebirds mingle with blackbirds, and never knew bluebirds are doing with blackbirds, and never knew good luck ever could perch with air. Have I overheard those birdies talking today? And I know just why they're acting this way.
Now first the bluebird said, we gotta have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain. And then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Said to the blackbirds, hear our say.
First the
bluebird said, you gotta have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds ring the ring. And then the bluebirds all agreed to let the sun shine again.
For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together, you get fair weather.
And that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Manhattan Rhythm Kings. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Oh my goodness, that is... I have to look at the scorecard again. I love these albums where you have to open things up and look at them. That's crazy. Brian Nalepka on vocals and bass. Hale Shane on guitar and vocals. Mark Kessler on vocals. That is, yes, Manhattan Rhythm Kings, when the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And that's a good one, yes. Before that, Mona's Hot 4, Tamar Korn on the vocal. And on that one, we had... oh, I love this. Dennis Lichtman on clarinet, Nick Russo on strings, banjo, guitar, Gordon Webster on piano, Cassidy Holden on bass. But Tamar Korn is a very interesting singer. Good to have this CD. Ian Whitcomb singing The War in Snyder's Grocery Store, an album also including Adam Swanson and Danny Coutts. I love a piano, and who doesn't? As long as you keep it platonic, that is. That's what I say. And I'm Andy Senior. And I understand the difference, by the way. Here's Bing Crosby in 1934 with Every Breath I Take.
Think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. and your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart away. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine. Of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh, not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. Oh, I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by, and your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart away, you keep it away, with dreams divine. Then every breath that I take is just a prayer that I'll make you mine.
Thank you. my reverie, I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life will never begin to be. So love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality.
Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, My Reverie, and yes, Red Norvo was leading that group, of course, and she was singing beautifully. Very nice, a little Debussy-oriented material there. Before that, Guy Lombardo, and I was going to save this for New Year's Eve, and I figured I'll play it here. 1941, Boo Hoo! And yes. Sometimes one does feel like saying that. Bing Crosby with Every Breath I Take, 1934 on Decca also. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I'm just glad to have some of these records, and some of them are the next couple or so are brand new to me. So I'm glad to have those also. Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, 1937. An homage. I'll work out the pronunciation later. He's playing tribute to Louis Armstrong, so Mahogany Hall Stomp.
Thank you.
Billy Kyle, finishing up a date, it says here, 1939. Yes, nice piano work on that. Very, very good. And we are about finished. We're not quite finished, but we're getting there. Bunny Berrigan, Mahogany Hall Stomp, 1937, on Victor. That's one of those weird swing classic labels that still had the scroll on it and doesn't quite know what it wants to be. It's amazing they called it a swing classic when they issued it. I mean, you'd figure that posterity would figure that out. Well, it is a swing classic, I have to say that, but it's pretty pretentious for them to have said that in 1937 when they didn't even know. But a lot of what I play is classic the minute it comes out. So just, you know, use your own judgment. I'm not going to tell you what's classic. You'll have to determine that for yourself, as I say. And I'm Andy Sr. Thank you again for listening to Radiola this week. And we're going to finish with Gene Austin, 1928. And who knows what tomorrow may bring. So let's just find out when it happens, shall we? Tomorrow.
Dawn of a beautiful day, after a night of tears, memories I cherish of one yesterday are all I have left for the years. What shall I find in the morn after a new day is born? Thank you.